Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Virgil's here with us tonight. Russell couldn't move again.
He was in film, so he just texted me, and I do got Jonathan Townsend in. He's going to talk about the convoy updates and border updates that's going on and everything. And Steph, Virgil, are you there or are you still away? He's still away, so I'm going to bring Jonathan on. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, brother.
I tell you what, this New Mexico weather is crazy. I just literally turned my air conditioner on, and we just now got issued a snowstorm warning for tomorrow.
So, awesome.
Go ahead.
I've got to kind of keep it short tonight, William. So we've been organizing this convoy over here to Orlando, California. That's the start point. And we got several hundred people in today, and lots of semis arrived early. We're going to be pulling out of here, heading to Washington, D.C. at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. So I tell you, I've been seeing all kinds of trucks come through my way going in towards the El Paso border, because I know that's where a lot of them are coming through as well. I know some are starting out at Klein's Corner up there and everything, which ain't too far from me. And they're coming their way through here to connect with you guys and everything. So this is a huge event.
So just to get it out there, guys, this isn't just for semi drivers. This is for all patrons with trucks, cars. Well, we don't care. Everybody is welcome to attend this convoy with us. And we're predicting this convoy is going to grow as we keep going through the states.
Exactly. And also, too, I know the bikers are joining in. We got bikers from New Mexico that's going to be joining in with you guys as well on a connect. So, you know, that it would be helpful if, you know, anybody out there, you know, could help fill up the tanks, the bikers' tanks and stuff. And the truckers aren't going to stop through at Luz, but the bikers are. So, and everything. I gave details on that and everything. So I know there's a lot of people going to come out there to help the bikers out and everything. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that goes for the semi-drivers as well, William. Anybody that wants to meet up with us, if they want to contribute a little bit, tell them to just purchase gas cards for the truckers and hand them directly to the truck drivers.
Exactly. And we're going to try to stay away from the funding, since they're the government's wanting to step into that and everything, and, you know, and the hackers.
Well, none of us are using GoFundMe bullshit, so rest assured, that's a no-go.
The other
thing I want to update you guys on tonight is the border issues. We've got a major crisis down there on the borders. We need every able body that is willing to go to the border to help us patrol the border with our militia units and the other people that are down there on the border. We need every bit of assistance we can get down there on the border. We are absolutely being overran down there. So, I mean, with the Army Corps of Engineers that took out sections of Trump's border wall, which I think you've seen on my Facebook already, with that happening, we've got thousands are coming through the border daily. We cannot keep on top of it. We don't have enough men down on the border. So we're asking the American patriots to step up. Please don't be keyboard warriors about it. Say you'll come assist if you don't mean it. We've had hundreds of people saying they're going to come down, and only a handful of people have showed up.
Right.
So we need every bit of help on the border that we can get right now.
Right. And how can we help them out there? Can we do any donations and stuff to help them, you know, if they need it? Because I know I'm donating some medical supplies up there next week.
Anybody that wants to make donations, they can round up stuff. Anybody that's headed to the border, they can send it with them even, if they know for sure that person's actually going to the border. The local people in Idaho can send it. They can send it to me. I'll provide you with my address, and you can update it, and I'll make sure it gets down to the border as well. But we need people that are prepared. Now, a lot of the people that can't afford to go to the border, we also have some funding from some of the churches that's helping out to assist in some of the funding for people that want to help out on the border.
Okay. Is there a link for that?
For the churches?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have the links for the churches yet. So what they have to do is contact me directly. They can do it through companiesinaction@gmail.com. They can go ahead and email me, let me know what they want to do. Anybody that even wants to come to the border, they can email me through that as well. I'm just going to give you my direct phone number right now, right over your show. If they want to give me a call, they can call me at area code 208-449-5300. And, again, we're just asking for people not to waste their time. If you're sincere about helping out and protecting America's borders, give me a call.
Right on. And also, too, I know that this is a memo that was put out by the convoy is they want people not to wear Trump gear and stuff like that because of Antifa and the individuals that's going to be causing the problems. This way they can spot them and stuff because everything that's going on. And also the National Guards are getting ready up there in D.C. from what I was being told. And stuff too. So, you know, just everybody just be careful out there. And, you know, I look forward to meeting a lot of you out here and stuff.
Right.
So go ahead, Jonathan.
All right, buddy. I've got to cut it short, guys. I've got to get back to work. So
all right.
We got a bunch of supplies in that we're loading up for semi drivers. And if you go on my Facebook, it's under Jonathan Townsend Alexander. That's JonathanAthon, and then Townsend, TownSend, and then Alexander. You can follow me up on Facebook. You can see all the supplies that we just got in for the drivers and everybody. You can see all the drivers that's been already showing up a day early, and this convoy is growing by the second.
It is. I've been seeing it up here. And I've never seen that much traffic before coming through here. So it's just awesome to watch, you know, and everything. And I just live just right down the bottom hill from Lowe's Truck Stop. So I'm not that far away.
Well, all I got to say, brother, is stay tuned, America. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. And, you know, we'll give you updates on the show here as they come in, you know, and everything. Jonathan will be giving live updates. And hopefully some light views too as it grows and everything. So we'll you know, just stay tuned and stuff. Virgil, are you on the show yet? I know you said he had to go take a little break.
Yeah. All right, William, I hate to rush, but I do have a lot of stuff to do.
All right, brother, you be careful and be safe.
Yeah, God bless all you patriots out there. And all we're asking is please step up. If you're able to help out and work with us out there, we need your help. And this convoy, this is open to the public. Anybody is welcome to join in with our trucks and all the semi-trucks and everybody. So
right.
We are welcoming everybody that wants to make this trip.
So, that's right.
It's gotten to the point, buddy, where America has had enough, man. And
that's
where we're
at. Oh, yeah, not just us. Everybody around the world, I was watching reports earlier where people around the world are doing convoys like they're doing here in the United States. I know we got listeners in Australia and everything that are rooting for everybody up here and stuff, and they're starting their convoy down there and everything.
Awesome.
You know, so, yeah, just the entire population is done, you know.
All right, buddy, I'm a little hoarse. Been talking too much to everybody today. So
right.
I'm going to cut it short with you guys. God bless everybody out here in the USA and let's stand united, people. So united we stand, divided we fall. So let's
exactly.
Get it done.
Exactly.
So,
all right, Eric, you have a good night.
All right, you too. All right. Good night.
Bye. Hey, Virgil, are you back here yet or are you away from your phone? Hello? Virgil, where are you? Anyway, everybody, Virgil will be here in just a bit. He had to take off for a little bit, but he's still here on his called in and everything. But anyhow, you know, the government is getting ready to be prepared for this convoy and everything, and and stuff. Just be safe and everything, and, you know, just be watchful with each other. And also, we're going to be talking about Ukraine and Russia here in a little bit. Things are starting to heat up and boil up, and tensions are getting high and everything. And also, China is fixing to gear up to follow behind Russia's path with Taiwan and everything here in probably the next coming weeks, you know, as this goes in and everything. And I tell you, you know, this is, you know, Russell called this about 3 weeks ago that this was going to start and how it was going to start, you know, that China was also going to step in and stuff. So, you know, we just got to, there's Russell, I think. Hey, what's up, Russell? Hello? Hello, caller. 208 area code. Anybody there? Anybody there? Well, anyway, I tell you, you know, we just gotta, you know, it's gotta be prepared to be ready and everything for what's coming up. And once these truckers, you know, do their thing and everything, you know, you might want to stock up on food and water and all kinds of stuff, you know, because you know, the store shelves are going to be dry pretty soon, probably the next couple of weeks, and you want to be ready for it and stuff and not let your guard down. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Virgil, are you there? Virgil, are you there? Hello, Virgil.
Yes.
Hey there.
Hello.
By myself for a little bit. Johnson got on real quick and he had to get off because he's got an early start. And the rest of my day was released because he wouldn't fit well, so he was turning me in.
I can't understand.
And everything.
I can't understand a word you're saying. You're garbling up.
Oh, okay. But anyhow, Russell's not going to be able to call in because he's not feeling well and everything. So, but, you know, man, you and I, and Russell called just like 3 weeks ago with Russia and UK and how that is going to boil down to. And what do you think of the situation?
Well, here's the way it's going to go, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a swag at this. If any of you don't know what a swag is, that's a scientific wild-ass guess. Let me get a sip of coffee first.
In other words, like a wagon tail, like Carmelita calls it?
Yeah. Okay. Biden and his handlers have put Putin in a position where if he attacks,
mm-hmm.
if he backs off, he's a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, either way the cut goes, he's screwed.
Mm-hmm.
He's screwed. But it's better to look strong in front of your people instead of looking weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he backs down on this, there's going to be a coup in Russia.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
going to overthrow it. So, bottom line is right now, okay, the Reader's Digest condensed version of this. Russia is going to go to war with the Ukraine. The United States will make an impotent response. NATO will make an impotent response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in light of this, China is going to invade Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happens, okay, then Iran is going to reinstitute the Islamic alliance, and they're going to line up with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to attack Israel again. Israel
mm-hmm.
is going to respond with a nuclear weapon. Israel
mm-hmm.
is going to be the first one to fire a nuclear weapon, okay, let's,
mm-hmm.
or deploy a nuclear weapon. Once that happens, Iran will respond with their nuclear retaliation. The
mm-hmm.
world will go into complete chaos, batshit. major cities are going to be burned to the ground. Police and National Guard in the United States are going to be overwhelmed. So it's coming, people.
It's coming. And we said this.
You're garbling up again, Joseph. Joseph, put your headset on.
We said this like 3 weeks ago, and we said this once a month ago, and everything, and how all this is going to play out, and here we are. And it's like, it's a burning, like a burning situation,
Well,
but in my opinion, Trudeau
is really throwing gas on the fire because he's going to the courts and the trucks that they're towing off from the protests, he's trying to seize them and auction them off and claims to reimburse the police and national defense and all of this. He's really lighting the fuse.
And what do you think is going to happen when those trucks, they all stop, all the truckers got to do up there is to stop delivering and the whole country would go to shit.
That's basically what is going to happen. He's probably going to threaten to pull their license and all of that shit. There is I keep forgetting her name, but I think she's a state senator or congressman in Arizona or New Mexico or somewhere. But she is wanting to pass a bill offering asylum to the truck drivers from Canada.
Yeah,
okay.
I know her very well too. She's from my district.
Let me tell you something, people. If you're still in denial about this, you're foolish. You're foolish about what's coming. You're foolish about what is coming. But on a lighter note. Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kennesaw Rambo, is starting a coalition, a corporation for accountability of the media.
Yeah,
and
I read
it
that.
It is catching on like wildfire.
Yeah.
Like wildfire.
Yep.
In other words, what he is going to do, he basically is copycatting Al Sharpton with their affirmative action committee, and they're going to hold media and celebrities and sports figures responsible for what they say for the damage that they do with their mouth.
And that's a smart move because use their own play game against them.
Oh yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Oh yeah.
Learn from your enemies. Learn from your enemies' successes and failures. Use their successes to gain your successes. Use their failures as a learning tool as what not to do.
And he's learning. And I think Trump is coaching him, teaching him. And some of the others that's helping him out and everything. And, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with that, And then now we're starting to see other things falling, kind of falling apart with these elites and everything because, kind of everybody else is doing the same thing and stuff. But, again, like Russell was saying last night, these guys would rather destroy all of us than give this power up.
Oh yes. Oh yes. They're fanatical. They're fanatical. They're just about as bad as the Muslims. They're just about as bad as the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Ukraine, okay, the Ukraine has been the whipping boy of Europe since before World War One. Okay, let's get that straight. And their poverty rate is unbelievable. It's basically just like Mexican. Either you're rich or you're poor. There is no middle class in the Ukraine. It's a corrupt society. I don't know why NATO wants anything to do with it. It wants to pour money into this place. And Putin is not going to let the Ukraine unite and become part of NATO. You can forget that.
Right.
That will not happen.
Well, in my opinion, Virgil, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, could it be that Putin could be put Putin? Could it be that Putin is going
there? I can't understand what you're saying, Joe. You keep on garbling up. What is wrong with your microphone?
I have no idea. But what if Putin is going after the corruption out there? You think that could be what it might be?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The Soviet Union and Russia, or whoever you want to call them, they've had a hard on for the Ukraine for ever since World War II.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't see really the significance in it other than Putin. He's being, like I said, he's being put between a rock and a hard place, and he has to save face to the Russian people. You know, they got their asses kicked in Afghanistan, and they've never been able to live that one down. Okay. And he's not going to let it happen again.
Right.
He's not going to be another Gorbachev.
Right.
He is not going to let that happen again.
And, you know, it's like I've been telling everybody, too, like, do you think Putin's actually really scared of Biden?
Well, I can tell you what, and I don't mean to downgrade America, but I'm going to call it like it is. From the reports I'm getting, what's going into the military now, let me tell you something, people. We're in trouble. We go to war. We're in trouble. We are in trouble. I mean, you got these coloring book pizza kids that can't take this or that. They're having to basically send them to boot camp with teddy bears now. Or Cabbage Patch dolls, and it's transgenders left and right joining the military wanting vagina.
Great surgery.
You know, penis to vagina conversion kits installed for free, and it's just pitiful. This man, he's successful. He has literally destroyed America. Destroyed America.
That's like my friend who I've known since I was a kid. He trained us, and he's an old Army drill sergeant. And he's still trained. And he told me just about a week or two ago that, you know, he trains Marines, and he trains, you know, just about everybody. And he said these guys are so weak, they wouldn't last 3 minutes in a fight, but they still have to pass them.
Oh, yeah. Because the military is so depleted, they're kicking people out for not getting the clot shot and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sickening. It's sickening.
Right.
I mean, this is not only from our connection. This is not only from our connection in Fort Bragg, but I'm hearing this from all over. I'm hearing this from Pendleton. I'm hearing this from Lejeune. I'm hearing this from Belchase, Pensacola, Fort Dix. You know, I've heard countless people. You know, and they say they just had enough. They just had enough. Joseph, you're garbling up. You're garbling up again. You must be moving around in that shed that you live in or something. I don't know.
The left wanted to weaken the military, and they succeeded.
Well,
you know,
if you think things are bad now, if you think things are running short now, that's why these trucks are running hot and heavy. That's why I barely get time off now. These companies, these chemical companies, they're stocking up. They're stocking up. They're opening up these what were shut down tank farms and things. They're doing turnarounds on them. And they're filling them up with chemical products, you know.
Yeah, because they know. They're preparing for the strike.
It's coming.
Yep. Well, that's like I was saying in the beginning of the show, you know. You think it's bad now in the grocery stores, wait till the curtains go on strike. I mean, if you all haven't gotten food yet, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, that's why I bought a whole side of a steer. That's why I bought a side of a steer for $2,200. You know, I've got meat at the house, vacuum packed for eons. You know, for quite some time. I've got four Patriots Foods for quite some time. I've got at least a 2-year supply of of food, you know. I've got weapons, I've got ammunition, everything I can get my hands on.
Right.
And you know, you better get it now. You know, if you wait much longer, you're not going to be able to get it.
All right.
You know,
get it while you can.
And if you think groceries is high and fuel is high right now, go try and buy some weapons. Go try and buy some firearms right now and ammunition.
Ammunition. I can't find hardly any ammunition now, but the prices have gone up on them. When you do find them, I'm like, shit, I'm lucky I got what I got.
I can find ammunition all day long, but I'm not saying nothing, you know,
right,
until I get everything that I get, you know, and then
right,
y'all can have what you want. I know that sounds selfish, but hey, you know, the guys with the tinfoil hats on their head come in first when it comes to that shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, How many tinfoil hats like this has proved everything correct?
Well, it's just unbelievable to people that are still in denial about this.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and you know, it's sad, but
to show how serious this is getting with some people, with some flakes out there. You know, I mean, when you come on these shows and you do these shows, you're going to have a certain percentage of people who are just slap-ass fucking stupid or just going to say things, you know, just to try and get on your nerves.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you go to making death threats against people like Lucretia Hughes, you know, I'm going to tell you this, people. I've never met Lucretia Hughes personally, face to face. I've talked with her on the phone several times, and we've talked on Facebook several times.
Oh, I've met her personally.
She is a beautiful lady. She's a beautiful lady. She gets a little hot under the collar sometimes, and she is kind of outspoken, but she is a decent human being, and I care about her very deeply.
Yep.
So if you want to make your death threats or your sideways personal idiotic racial comments toward her, if you got something to say to her, say it to me first. Okay.
Exactly. Well, it's like I've told Lucretia, you know, she don't even have to say a word, you know. If she needs this word.
Hold on a second.
But if she needs us, you know, we're right there. And
Hold on, Lucretia. What's that? Yeah, reserve ticket. Somebody was in the handicap spot. Huh? Somebody was in the handicap spot.
They're in the handicap spot?
Yeah. So I had to take this. I told the other ship about it. They said it was okay.
They said it was okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to them later, all right? All right.
Get a visit?
These parking lot police over here, they have these reserve spots over here, and he was like, you got a reserve spot, and, you know, I have a handicap decal for my truck, and somebody was in the handicap spot, and so I went and told him about it, and I said, I don't want to wake him up or anything, so they just said, take one of the reserve spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those goofy people that should have stayed getting his stimulus checks.
Right. But now, getting back to what we're talking about, you know, Lucretia knows, you know, I've known Lucretia for some time, and her and I talk, and yeah, we give each other a hard time and stuff, but we do care about each other, like Virgil said. And she knows. She doesn't even have to say a word. We would know when something's wrong, and we would be there.
Well, her last couple of shows, she's been really upset about this. And Dave, her husband, has been upset about it. So, you know, I mean, it goes back to this, people. A lot of times, it's best just to keep your mouth shut and let everybody think you're stupid, instead of running off at the mouth and showing everybody how stupid you really are.
Right. And we've had them come on this show.
Oh, we've had some gems come on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm hearing about the death threats, and, you know, and I've been watching her show as well and everything. But, you know, especially when you go after her mama, oh, boy, you know, me and Nancy are very close. And I tell you something, that woman would introduce you to Satan herself.
Okay.
If
you want to know what this is all about, okay, this is over the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which to me was a bomb. It was one of the worst Super Bowl halftime shows ever produced. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You had has-been washed up rap stars on there, lip syncing. You could tell they wasn't singing the songs, if you want to call it songs. Okay. And Mary J. Blige, two words, Mary, Jenny Craig. Okay. And I mean, it was just a total disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but being that they held it in California, that's, you know.
I'm not into sports.
I mean,
so.
if somebody would have dropped a daisy cutter right there in the middle of the stadium, they could have eliminated 80% of the pedophiles in America that were at that game to start with. But I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I don't care about the Super Bowl. I don't care about the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. I care about nothing because it's not about sports anymore. It's about it's all about.
We just lost Virgil there. He'll be calling back in. But, yeah, you know, I mean, people take things out of proportion. And one, I get death threats, you know, I don't take them seriously. But, you know, it's crazy out there. But anyway, I tell you, you know, just it's like Virgil was saying, you know, sports ain't what it used to be all about sports anymore.
Joseph, it sounds like you're talking underwater, man.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what – you talk good for a little while, and what is it? You're getting back away from the phone? You don't have your headset on? What's going on?
I believe it's when I get away from the phone a little bit, it does that. But it's like,
well,
you know, it's like you were saying earlier, you know, I used to be into sports, but ever since, you know, the last, what, 20 years, it hasn't been about sports. You know, everything. And it has, but it's just, it's, you know, it's stupid, in my opinion.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it's just... You know, I'm not gonna watch a bunch of overpaid, you know, millionaires, you know, getting paid millions of dollars, and they're gonna sit there and cry about, oh, the oppression, oh, the this, everything is just so bad, and they're walking around wearing $70,000 Rolexes. You know, and
driving
silk suits and all, driving their Ferraris and Maseratis and Mercedes and all of this around. You know, I mean, you know,
well,
and people follow, and the people that follow behind this, I want to ask y'all this question. When is the last time you saw somebody come on television and say, Al Sharpton paid my rent? You know, or Louis Farrakhan bought me a car to get back and forth to work with, or LeBron James bought groceries for my house, or, you know, you don't hear about this, but they want to get up, like Al Sharpton, fly down somewhere on a charter jet, get into a rented limousine to a five-star motel, go eat at a five-star restaurant, get back in that limousine in the morning wearing his $1,500, $2,000 silk suit, and then he wants to go to some church or some funeral or somewhere somehow and get up behind a podium and scream about the struggle.
And scream racism,
you know,
this, racism that,
and
you know,
racism this and racism that, you know, like Kyle Rittenhouse, he's wanting to start this, he's starting this coalition for media liability. You know, they're going to fight him in the courts on everything they say. You know, if he can't back it up, you know, don't say it. Well, people saying, oh, well, just get over it. You know, he killed people and this, that, and the other, and he is a murderer and this, that, you know. No, it's not that. It's the double standard. It's the double standard. You see, if you would call a black man that was acquitted in court the same way as he was a murderer, you'd be called a racist. You know.
Well,
and, or, if, you know. You know, you'd be called a male if he was female, and you call him a murderer. You'd be called, oh, you just misogynist. You know, you're just a male chauvinist or whatever, and this, that, and the other. And you know, you're and God forbid if they're gay or lesbian. Oh, well, then you're homophobic. You know,
right?
But they can say whatever they want.
But
you know, I hope he sues Whoopi Goldberg till that bitch becomes homeless.
Well, I'm hearing cancel culture wants to cancel her out. So, you know.
Well,
I tell you, it's nuts. It's nutty out there, man. It's nuts.
You know, and what she said about the Holocaust, that should have got her ass run off of the network.
Mm-hmm.
Should have just ran from her.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump would have said something like that?
Oh, yeah.
If Donald Trump would have said something like that, they would have crucified him 10 times over,
mm-hmm.
upside down.
Or you. If we said that, oh, my, whew, we wouldn't have a radio show no more, you know. Man, you know, but it's a catch-20. That's how these elites are, you know, people like her. They think they're God's gift, you know, and everything. They could do whatever they want, but you can't. I could do as I don't do as I do. Do as I say, you know, and everything. But it's but I tell you, man.
You see, I'm all behind freedom of the press. I'm all behind freedom of the press. But if you're going to tell the story, have your facts together where you can back it up and tell the truth.
Mm.
Tell the truth. You know,
but,
I mean, it's just, I remember a scene from the Green Berets when the woman asked Sergeant Muldoon, you know, when they were explaining why America was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained several reasons, and a woman in the audience asked, well, you know, why haven't we read any of this in the newspapers? He said, well, that's newspapers for you, ma'am. You can fill volumes with what you don't read in them.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel
mm-hmm.
Washington said it the best. If you do not read the newspaper, you're uninformed.
Yeah.
If you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed.
Yep. Well, look at TV. Look at TV. I hardly ever watch the news very much anymore, you know, because I'm a propaganda.
When I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to sound like a dinosaur when I say this. But when Walter Cronkite left CBS, that did it right there
mm-hmm.
for the media.
Mm-hmm.
If Walter Cronkite came on the news, on the 6 o'clock CBS news, and he told you something, brother, you could take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Winter,
that one,
you could take it to the bank.
Right. Well, the other one, I forgot, my mind went blank. I was thinking the radio that we used to listen to back in the days. What was his name? One of my favorite people.
Paul Harvey.
Yeah,
Paul Harvey.
Another one. You know.
Paul Harvey told it like it was.
Yeah. Well, hey, he predicted, you know, look at the audio he did with the, you know, what if I were the devil? He actually nailed that with what's happening today.
Oh, yes. Oh yes, I've asked the question, you know, many a times to people, you know, when they say what's going on, why is this? I say, well, if you were in a position to do it, and you wanted to do it, how would you fuck up the world? How would you start?
Well, hey, take a good example from Joe Biden.
You start by installing fear. You start
mm-hmm.
by installing fear
mm-hmm.
and division and hatred.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you ask these protesters, these so-called protesters, Antifas and Black Lives Matter and the Me Too movement and all that. You ask, why are you protesting? what's the motif of the protest? And they can't answer. They're just there. They're just there showing their ass.
Right. Well, it's like the other day, one news reporter asked an Antifa member up there in Canada, why are you here? Why did you stop these trucks? Oh, we have the rights to be here. That was all he gave.
And this Trudeau thing he's got going of trying to tow these trucks off and auction them off to reimburse, Canada for the police time and all that covers this and everything. And if you're looking at the news and you see those police officers arresting people, hitting people and things like this, ladies and gentlemen, that is not Canadian police officers.
Those are the UN.
That is not. Those are UN troops in police officer uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I already got the word direct.
Same here.
These guys couldn't speak a word of French, a word of English.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They look like they just set foot in Canada yesterday. From somewhere other than Canada or the United States.
Right. Well, we've warned about this too, that they're going to, drag the UN in it later, sooner or later in some of these countries. And this is what Trudeau is doing and everything. And Trudeau admitted that he loves China. He loves their communist way. He wants to turn Canada into that. He actually said that. That's what he did. And everything, and stuff. But the elites love him for it. They want it.
Well, I mean, it's the guy is just a total. He's another Hitler. He's another Castro. He needs to be taken out.
Right.
In the words of the Dutton family on Yellowstone, he needs to be taken to the train station.
Right. But. That's how these dictators are, and stuff. But I tell you, brother, it's almost that time and everything. And I tell you, within the next coming days, it's going to be more crazy. It's going to.
I mean, I'm telling people out there, you can call me a nutcase, you can call me a nut job, you can call me whatever you want. Okay. I've seen this before with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the deterioration take place in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing, religious and political dogma. And it just about totally destroyed that country.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people died. This is coming. And, I mean, this is not going to be thousands of people. It's going to be billions of people. They want to reduce the world population. They're going in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked last night, me and Russell, that, Bill Gates has already made the plans for another real bad pandemic. He already stated it's coming. And just about 5 days ago up in New York, they were testing something in the systems and stuff and released, and they said it was non-biological. So they're going to get ready. They're getting ready to release some kind of germ warfare, biological warfare on the
earth. Well, they already have, and it's not going to be a deadly, deadly virus because they don't want to catch it. They don't want to catch it at all. Okay. But they're gonna like this COVID thing. Okay, anybody, and we've got all this technology, we've got Google, we've got everything, medical journals, everything online, in the web, on the net, everything. People look up COVID. every upper respiratory infection you get is classified as COVID. From the common cold to allergies on down. Let me ask you this question. COVID-19, what happens to COVID 1 through 18?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't that brought out?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And all these tests come out, they're testing for SARS.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we got Omicron. They got Omicron virus coming out.
Yeah,
five already.
Optimus Prime.
Nobody's in a panic with that one yet.
Optimus Prime side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Joseph, did you hear about that new medication Johnson & Johnson came out with for lesbians with bouts of depression?
No. What is it?
It's called Tricoxygen.
Uh-huh. What's it do?
Say it in syllables. For lesbians who have depression, Tricoxygen.
Tricoxygen. All right. But I tell you, brothers, I don't know. I think probably, like I said, the next couple of days, just maybe by tomorrow, UK and Russia will be up.
This summer coming is going to be wild.
Hold on, brother. I think Beverly is just calling. Let's talk to her before we go off the show. Hey, what's up?
Hi, Joseph. Just thought I'd give you a tingle.
What's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, not much, mate. Heading down to Canberra again Saturday. Do a bit more protesting.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in Australia? Fill us in.
Oh, mate, there's not a great deal at the moment. Besides protesting.
Y'all still got y'all concentration camps running, y'all quarantine camps?
Oh, yeah. The one up near Brisbane's opened and the one down in near Melbourne's opened. They're all finished, ready to go. Ready for the inmates.
Mm-hmm.
Gas.
Well, I'm hearing you.
Gas to every unit.
Mm. FEMA camps.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Well, they're setting them up everywhere up here, too. Getting there, you know, and everything. But what's this?
Why aren't the Australian people burning these goddamn things down? Why aren't they burning them to the ground?
They're too well protected. They're too well protected, mate. That's why. We haven't got guns anyway to be able to protect ourselves. They're assholes.
Well, do the police have guns?
Yes. Yeah, coppers do.
Okay.
Civilians don't. Only the ones that are registered.
Well, Bev, let me give you a little piece of advice here. If you grab a rock and you bust a cop in the head and you take his gun, guess what? You've got a gun. And there's bullets in that gun. So if there's six bullets in that gun, then you've got six more guns you can get your hands on, and so on,
mm-hmm.
so forth, and so on.
Yeah.
Look at the French, what they did in World War II. They didn't use their own guns. They used the Germans' guns.
Yeah.
Because they took them from them after they killed them.
The problem here is we're too bloody complying. Oh, she'll be right, mate, you know?
Mm.
No,
well,
she won't be right.
Australia. Australia has changed. Australia has changed since I was in the Marine Corps. Because I've been down there. I've been to New Zealand, and we did military exercises with Australian and New Zealand troops, and South Korean troops. And I tell you what, them was about the most craziest bastards you ever wanted to meet. Especially them New Zealand troops. Them New Zealand troops, they got issues, man. They got issues, dude. They got issues.
Yeah, they've been rising up, too.
Right.
Okay, wait.
Well, what's this? I'm hearing that Australia is going to do their own little convoy as well up there.
Yeah, we've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 weeks, mate. That's what I'm – it's not really a convoy because a lot of businesses, you know, that own trucks, they're owned by the company. So we don't have too many owner-operator trucks in Australia. So they've been coming from everywhere. And people from Western Australia, they can get out, but they can't get back in again because they've got to be triple shot. So there's a lot of them over here that have got nowhere else to go. And the coppers in Canberra are booting people from camp to camp.
Wow.
There's a lot of infighting. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, up there in Canada, they destroyed those family camps up there. They literally destroyed you. See that, Virgil?
Oh, yeah, they tore them down.
FEMA camps. They tore down
those quarantine.
Oh, did they?
They tried to build those quarantine camps. Yeah, they burned them to the ground.
Yeah, ours have already just been built.
They're doing it all over the country, all over the world. You don't see it in the media. You know, Germany, they're not putting up with it. And Israel discussed the idea, but the idea of concentration camps in Israel, well, I'm pretty sure everybody can guess how that went over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
you know.
Right.
You know, like a life jacket made of concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll be going back down again this weekend to Canberra.
Well, when you gonna come to the United States and visit us?
I ain't taking a bloody jet to come and see you, buggers. I'd love to. I really would. I'd love to go and spend some time in Texas with Erica. Yeah. Don't know if I ever will.
I'm going to be there. He did it like 15, 20 years ago from Australia. He said him and his man were famous. They came out here. He stayed here for like 3 weeks. He stayed up here for like 3 weeks, and she stayed for about 2 years up here before she went back. But they're from Melbourne.
Loved it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Melbourne's about a 4-hour drive for me. Five hours, it'd have to be.
Right.
Yeah. Canberra's about 3 hours. I took Carrico to Canberra.
Right. My uncle used to, you know, he came over here and he had that Okie accent and Australian accent mixed in together. It was so hilarious.
He had a real Ocker accent, did he?
Yeah, he did. But anyway, and everything. We kind of went over a little bit, but Bev, I'm glad you called in and everything. I was actually thinking about you guys.
Yeah, sure. Glad you called in, Bev.
Yeah, just thought
I'd
say
what time is it there? What time is it there, Bev?
2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 23rd.
2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 23rd.
Oh, 8 o'clock over here on the 22nd.
Yeah, and it's bloody hot. Bloody
now,
hot today.
We got a winter snowstorm coming in tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Joseph,
yep,
I haven't seen snow for about 40 years, and I don't miss it.
Right.
Well.
No. I'm like hurricane. I like the summer. Well, actually, I prefer autumn and spring.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
shrink the bits because they're not so hot.
Right. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and close the show here in a bit and everything. And Peg, we love you. I'm glad you called in. And stuff for
yeah,
sure, our station out there, so everybody can get some news and stuff from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
so
I'm going to go and have a late lunch.
All right, well, tell Scott hello for me.
Okay.
And everything.
Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too, Bev. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to sign off and give me some sleep and get up early in the morning and go offload this trailer in Midland, Texas. So good night,
well,
everybody. Good night, America. And
well, I'm going to get ready for this incoming snowstorm.
Yep.
So, but, well, but anyways, we'll be back on here Thursday night and everything. But what do you predict with UK and Russia within the next 24 hours? What do you think before we go?
Well, I wish you quit saying UK. Yeah, we got everybody thinking it's Great Britain, it's Ukraine. It's going to be ground zero.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be ground zero. I can see that coming.
Uh-huh.
They've yeasted it up so much that Putin has no choice.
Uh-huh.
He has no choice. And, you know, even the Ukrainian president is saying that this is all bullshit coming from the United States, that they're pushing the issue. And and it's gonna get stupid. It's going to get stupid. As long as this administration, as long as this administration is in the position of power that it is in, and as long as the industrial military complex is calling the shots, the handlers are calling the shots, it ain't going to get no better, people. It ain't going to get no better.
Well, it's like Russell said,
maybe this could be the best thing for the United States. Maybe this could be the best thing. Maybe this could be the reset that Russell has been talking about for years. You know, but you need to be prepared for it, people. You know, don't turn a blind eye. Don't depend on that. Oh, well, the elections are coming up in November. Don't depend on that. Don't hang your hat on that.
That's what we said last night. All Texas,
Washington is not the solution to the problem. Washington is the problem.
Yep. So anyway, brother, we'll go ahead and sign off and everything. You be safe out there on the road. And you know, just pass word to the truckers if they want to call in on the show Thursday. You know, give them our number and everything. And
you're gonna have to do something about your microphone or your headset or whatever. You bought that daggum headset, and I don't know why you're not using it.
So I
can barely hear what you're saying, Joseph. I can barely hear what you're saying.
I said I can barely get to work. I'm going to see what's going on with that and everything, and I'm going to sit with it tomorrow and everything. But anyhow, I'll go ahead and sign. And
all right. Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Chesty.
We'll
wherever
see
you
all
are.
Later.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.